जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विशुभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरे। आज हम लोग परम सौभाग्यवान हैं। आज हमारे बीच यहाँ के इस स्थान के इस नगरी के मेयर और उनकी धर्मपत्नी यहाँ पर उपस्थित हैं। एक भारतवासी होने पर भी यहाँ पर उनको यह सम्मान मिला है। ये भारतवर्ष का ही सम्मान है। विशेष करके आज इस सभा में हम लोग के परम आराध्य वृंदावन धाम के कृष्ण की लीलाओं के स्थली के उनके सेवक नंदगांव के मंदिर के गोस्वामी जी भी आज उपस्थित हैं। आज हम लोगों को ब्रजवासियों का भी दर्शन करने का सौभाग्य मिला। टुडे आई थिंक that we are so fortunate to be here. I'm so glad. I've come to India, from India, to preach Vedic culture and knowledge. What is Veda? What is Vedic Jnana? I think that in this Kali Yuga they are fighting only a rays of asha, hope, that Vedic knowledge and culture can give peace and tranquility in this whole world. To love each other, and it cannot be without. When we love the personality, supreme personality of Godhead, that is Krishna, and Srimati Radhika, his energy. He has created this world. He is supporting and nursing this world. But we are not seeing. But the fact is there. So, before my telling anything, I may request Lord Mayor to speak something. And then I will. Because he will have to go. He has to live somewhere. So I am requesting him to speak something, and then we will do. Then Goswami ji also speak.
Jai Shri Krishna, Swamiji, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for inviting me on this merit to Pravachan. We are delighted to be with you in the presence of Srila Narayan Maharaj. Srila Narayan Maharaj is the Vice President of the Shri Gaudiya Vandana Samiti, the institution that was set up by Gurudeva to propagate the message of devotion to Radha and Krishna throughout India, and of course the first time to Europe and USA. That's why they visit us today. This visit to Europe and USA, as I understand, is the first one. I welcome you, Srila Narayan Maharaj, to this great city, a multicultural city. Now, before I wind up my speech, I may request either for the information of the audience, I being the Lord Mayor for 96 or 97, my appeal for the current year is education for life for young children from the age of 3 to 15. I being there in teaching profession myself, the changing lifestyles and the difficult decisions the youngsters have to make these days, we have to prepare them for life. We have to educate them about their bodies, the substances that affect them, physically and psychologically. So it should be a great decision. Not we should be telling them what's wrong or right. It is for them to decide what's right and wrong for themselves. So my target is to raise £100,000 to buy a mobile fitted with the latest technology, and along with educator who will grow from school to school. And in 1 year, about 15,000 children will be covered by this one. We are aiming for 10 to 15 a year. And £10 will give an education to a child for 3 years. So therefore, please, I request you to contribute generously. The Lord Mayor would be 1996, is about £10. Thank you. So I again want to welcome you, Swamiji, to Leicester. And we're looking forward to your Padyatra. As I understand, in Leicester, I think you will, okay, so I understand it's our Chandler Harding, Hamari Shahirko. जय श्री कृष्ण।
ओम ज्ञानतिमरंदस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। मनसाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। First, I'd like to offer my respectful obeisances unto my Gurudev, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, and to all the assembled devotees and guests. I'd like to thank all the guests for coming here tonight and for giving us the opportunity of sharing with you the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna, and especially to give you the opportunity to hear from His Divine Grace Srila Narayan Maharaj. And what we are presenting is Vishuddha Dharma, the pure and constitutional inherent dharma or religion of the soul. So our acharyas in the Siddhic succession, especially Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has explained that actually dharma is one that is called Vishuddha Dharma, also known as Sanatana Dharma or Vaishnava Dharma. But in the world today, we see that there are so many different religions going under different designations, such as Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, Judaism, etc., etc. So many. So it appears that there are different dharmas or different religions, but he has explained that in essence there is only one dharma, Vishuddha Dharma, the pure dharma of the soul. But when the living entity comes in contact with this material nature, then his nature becomes adulterated. And then dharma becomes of two types. One is called nirupadi, which means without any designations. And the other is supadi, which means with designations. So supadi or supadi dharma, which means religion, which has different designations, stems from the identification with his body. And it extends into dharma related to family, related to wife, children, so many different dharma, or so many different responsibilities, duties are there in relationship to the body. So this is sopadic dharma. It is not the constitutional dharma of the soul. And when the living entity becomes purified and gradually realizes that he is distinct from his body, he has nothing to do with this material world, he is not a product of the modes of material nature, then he can come under the nirupadik dharma, and that is Sanatana Dharma or Vaishnava Dharma. And in that state, he is able to understand his pure identity and relationship to the Supreme Lord, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So, in the Vedic literature, it is described, so many different incarnations of the Lord are described there, but the original Supreme Lord is Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And our acharyas have given so much evidence to this fact, especially Srila Rupa Goswami. He has written one book called Madhu Bhagavatamrita, and in this book he has described all the different types of incarnations of the Lord, different types of devotees, the different spiritual dhams, and given their various gradations. So this is a big subject matter, but just to briefly summarize, he has explained that the Swayam Rup is the original form of the Lord. And he has defined that as Ananya Prekshiyad Rupam Swayam Rupasa Uchite. So that form, or that manifestation of the Lord, Ananya Prekshi, which is not dependent on any other form, that form is called Swayam Rup. So that is Bhagavan Sri Krishna. There are so many other manifestations as Swamsha, Vilas, Tarikatma, Avesh, Dila avatars, Guna avatars, etc., etc. So many different manifestations. But all of these various manifestations, they are all dependent on the original form, Sri Krishna. And only Sri Krishna is not dependent on any other form. Therefore, he is known as Swayam Rup. And one acharya, Bhairava Vijayabhushan, he has given commentary on this shloka of Rupa Goswami, and he has explained, by quoting from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, how Krishna is the original supreme form. So when Krishna went to Mathura, and he was in the wrestling arena of Kamsa, then so many different residents were there. They were all seeing the form of Krishna, and especially the ladies of Mathura, they were seeing the form of Krishna and appreciating his beauty, and they were expressing the great fortune of the gopis of Raj, who are always able to behold that form. And so they uttered this one shloka, Gopyastapa Kimacharam Yaramushya Rupam Lavanya Saram Asamardvam Ananya Siddham Dhrigbir Pibanti Anusava Duratam Ekanta Dhamma Yashasa Sriya Aishwarasya. So, in this verse, they are praising the beauty of Krishna. They are saying that the term asamardvam means that nothing is equal to or greater than the beauty of Krishna. And the gopis, they're saying, what kind of austerities did they perform? Gopyastapakimacharam. What kind of austerities did they perform to have the great fortune of being able to behold this form? Not only behold, but Drigbir Pibanti, they were drinking that form through the eyes. And they also explain there, Ananya Siddham. Ananya Siddham means that the beauty of Krishna is not dependent on any other on embellishments, on decoration, dress, or anything else. Normally, when a person dresses themselves very nicely with beautiful clothes and ornaments, then their beauty is enhanced. But Krishna's beauty is so extraordinary that his ornaments, his dress, they become beautified in contact with his body. So this is the significance of Ananya Siddham. And Ekanta Dhamma Yashasa Sriya Aishwarasya. His body is the Ekanta Dhamma, means that it is the one and only, or the ultimate shelter of these qualities of beauty and opulence and fame. So this verse is confirming Krishna's position as Swayam Rup. And then he also, Rupa Goswami himself, confirms Krishna's identity as Swayam Rup by quoting this verse from Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. So, Bhairavi Vijayabhushan Prabhu gives a very wonderful commentary on this. I don't want to take so much time now because I want to give you the opportunity to hear from Srila Narayana Maharaj. But in concluding, we can say that this topmost feature of the Lord, which is His broad feature, this is our ultimate goal, this is our ultimate destination, is to revive our relationship with Krishna in His feature, in Braj. And this can be done most easily by the association of the residents of Braj, who are steeped in that mood of loving devotion to Radha and Krishna. So we are most fortunate tonight that without going through some great austerity of having to spend so much money and go to Vrindavan and then seek out, even if you go there, you may not be able to find a sadhu or a saint who can actually reveal this knowledge to you. These personalities are extremely rare, but without any endeavor on our part, such a personality has appeared in our midst tonight, and he is the embodiment of this divine love for Radha and Krishna, and by hearing from him, he can awaken this attraction in us to have this love for Radha and Krishna. So please listen very carefully to his words. Hare Krishna.
मैं आपको इतना ही कह सकता हूँ भगवान श्री कृष्ण के पास में अर्जुन रहते हुए भी कृष्ण को क्या समझते थे, या वो कृष्ण को अपना नौकर समझते थे, या कृष्ण को अपना संबंधी समझते थे, अथवा कृष्ण को अपना संबंधी यानी अपनी बुआ का पुत्र समझते थे, परंतु कृष्ण क्या थे ये जब उनने स्वयं कृपा की दिव्यम ददामि ते चक्षु पश्चिमी देवोऽस्मि, जब तक तुमको मैं दिव्य दृष्टि नहीं देता तब तक तुम मेरे स्वरूप को नहीं देख सकते। इसी प्रकार से जो गुरु होते हैं, जो शासन पर विराजमान होते हैं, जब तक आप सब वैष्णवों को अपनी दिव्य दृष्टि के द्वारा कृपा नहीं करें तब तक उस परम प्रेमयी भूमि का दर्शन नहीं होता। वो पृथ्वी क्या है, वृंदे आप पालिता के दिव्य के निकाले में स्वर्ण रत्न दिव्य रंग ले द्वारा बनी धले दिव्य सब प्रपूर्ण रत्न साक्ष मंडला प्रति छाई आत शोर में मुनि निबंध वह पृथ्वी दिव्य है। वहां के वृक्ष आदि सब दिव्य है, वहां जो वृक्षों में फल लटके हुए वो सब दिव्य है, और उस भूमि को कितना अच्छा कि उस भूमि को हरेक कोई जान भी नहीं सकता, और उस भूमि में अनेक प्रकार के मणि है रत्न है वो सब सुशोभित है, परंतु वो सब गुप्त है। कोई महानुभुष कृपा करे तभी हमारे मंदिर में नित्यानंद जी राष्ट्र जी शायद आप जानते होंगे बाबा नित्यानंद जी महान थे, और आज तक वो इतने संत सेवा करते हैं जिसका कोई वर्णन नहीं। तो ये सब क्यों वृंदभूमि का विशेष कितना महत्व कैसे दिया गया, भगवान श्री कृष्ण स्वयं उस वृंद की पूजा करते थे। स्वामी जी ने श्री राधिका जी ने यही कहा कि मुझे अगर आपको मैं चाहती हूँ तो मुझे वृंद में ले जाना चाहते तो पहले वृंद की स्थापना करो, वहाँ गिरिराज की स्थापना करो, वहाँ यमुना जी की स्थापना करो, वहाँ करम वृक्षों की स्थापना करो, वहाँ संतों की कुटियों की स्थापना करो, जहाँ पे रूप सनातन जीव सनातन गोस्वामी आदि आदि विराज करके हमारा भजन करें। चैतन्य महाप्रभु कह दिया कि आप भी अवतरित हो गए कि ये स्वामी जी ने अपनी छोटी उनको दी, ठाकुर जी ने अपना पीतांबर दिया, और दोनों को मिश्रित करके श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी अपना दरबार दिया। जब चैतन्य महाप्रभु का जो बहुत प्रेम का स्थान था, स्वामी जी प्रेम की स्वरूपा थी, और ठाकुर जी दोनों को मिश्रित करके और श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी पढ़ाए। चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी का विरह वो दर्शन की जो चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी कहते हैं राधा कुंड कृष्ण कुंड तीन गोवर धर्म माधव माधव बंसी बाजी के ही वृंदावन। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य राधा कुंड कृष्ण कुंड तीन गोवर धर्म माधव माधव बंसी बाजी के ही वृंदावन। आनंद अपने कानों में श्री श्याम सुंदर की मुरली को सुनते थे चैतन्य महाप्रभु, और जिस समय उनको ये कहते थे कि वृंदावन उसी समय उनके नेत्र से श्रावण भाद्रपद की तरह वर्षा होती थी नेत्रों से जल की, और उस विरह में इतने डूब जाते थे कि इसका कोई वर्णन नहीं। उस चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी की परम कृपा है। ये एक बड़ी भारी विशेष बात है वो ऐसी ऐसी उन्हीं उसी परम कोने से हुए श्री स्वामी नारायण जी महाराज जो आपके सामने विराजमान है, वह जो दर्शन था उनके जो स्वरूप थे उस स्वरूप का दर्शन कराने के लिए आप सब उपस्थित थे, और आपके द्वारा आप सब कुछ कर सकते क्यों ब्रज की गति को भगवान तो है आनंद विराज के रथ नहीं पर हरे को दर्शन नहीं देते, पर भगवान के स्वरूप में संत होकर पढ़ाते हैं, और उनके द्वारा आप उस परम प्रेम में जन्मभूमि का दर्शन कर सकते। जन्मभूमि एक यूनिवर्सल है, कॉलेज में नहीं स्कूल में यूनिवर्सल, वहां के पश्चात कोई जीव को कोई स्थल नहीं रहता, वहां कोई ज्ञान नहीं है ज्ञान तो वहां वृद्ध पड़ा हुआ है, वहां वैराग्य नहीं वो भी वृद्ध है और उसका भक्ति जवान है, क्योंकि ये भक्ति मार्ग है कि जितने भी आचार्य हमारे वृंदावन हुए में उन्होंने भक्ति का प्रचार किया है, और उनको दूसरी बात नहीं यहां तक बात है उद्धव इतना ज्ञान था और भगवान श्री कृष्ण के पास में रहते हुए भी वो भगवान श्री कृष्ण की भक्ति हुई बात को नहीं मानते थे उद्धव जी, परंतु जब श्री कृष्ण ने कृपा की तो उनको कहीं नहीं गया उनसे ये मिला तुम भक्ति विस्तार से ले जाओ, उनसे ये भी नहीं कहा तुम कहीं जाकर चले जाओ, उनसे ये भी नहीं कहा तुम वालेश पर चले जाओ, उनसे कहा कि तुम कहीं बच्चा मुझके उसकी गली में जाओ और गंगा भी जाओ।
वाणी नित्यं परस्य पुरुषस्य शिखण्डमौले यस्यापदारसनिधे ब्रिशुभानुजाय ततकेलिकुञ्जभवनङ्गनमर्जनीष्यामि। I wanted to speak in Hindi, but I see that there are no Hindi audience. So I'll have to speak in English. May I speak in Hindi?
No.
No? You want to hear him? But you know that my English is not so rich. I will speak in very poor language English. Yes. First I want to explain this slok, what I did in my Vandana slok. Yatakim karish bahusha khalukat bani nityam parasya purushasya sikhanda maule. Yeah, it will do. He told about Braja, so many pastimes of Krishna, Srimati Radhika of Braja, Vrindavan, Bhandirvan, Nandagaon, Barsana, especially of Radhakund, reminded me. So many pastimes. I wanted to tell you something. What is Atma? What is Paramatma? What are the relations, and how we can come out of the unlimited ocean of birth and death, suffering and sorrow. But he reminded me, Vrindavan, I am bewailed now. So I am telling, or I am explaining first slok that I perhaps you know the name of Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He was a learned person and also rasik and bhavuk. He lived in Kamyavan, Vrindavan, Bhandirvan, almost all the forests of Vrindavan. And he was inclined to Srimati Radhika, not to Krishna. He was in his Krishna pastime, Tunga Vidya, one of the eights, Lalita Vishakha Chitra Champaklata, Induleka, Sudevi, Rang Devi, and Tunga Vidya. So, she is praying, like a sadhak jeev. Sadhak jeev, you know? What? So he is praying in the lotus of feet of Srimati Radhika. Yatakim karishu bahusha khaluka akubhani. Once Srimati Radhika was in anger mood to Krishna. We cannot tell anger, but in Sanskrit language it is called man. Man is highest thing. Not this anger in this world, but man, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, mahabhav. In that case, when Mahabhav, in Srimati Radhika, more than Chandravali also, this only Srimati Radhika has this quality. And that is why he stresses the four kinds of madhuri, sweetness of Krishna. Rup madhuri, Venu madhuri, sweetness of flower. Guru madhuri, qualifications. Like he is controlled by gopis. He is Brahma of Brahma, Sarva Karan Karana. He is Parabrahma, Swayam Bhagavan. But he is controlled by prema. Not only he, Braj prema is an embodiment of prema. And all in Braj are controlled by that prema. We may say, Yogmaya Purnima Devi, who lives in Nandagaon. So, Krishna being the supreme personality of Godhead, he is praying for the mercy of Srimati Radhika. Radhika has some light anger. He has ordered his sakhis, don't allow any black, even bees. They should not enter in my kunj, in my grove. He may come in the shape of woman, maybe, like gopis he may come, but keep him out of my grove. Krishna came and he wanted to enter and to meet Srimati Radhika. But such like Tunga Vidya, like Rukmanjari, they were standing and watching. Any black thing cannot come. An animal, any bird, bees also. Any gopi wearing the black cloth, black sari, they should not also enter. They should, if they want to come, they should come in yellow colored cloth. What to do? These hairs, these are black, they should be covered. Otherwise, they should be checked there. So anything black should not come. Krishna was stopped there. Krishna asked that, I want to meet Srimati Radhika. I want to please Radhika. So please order us, me, to enter the kunj grove. They said, no, we cannot allow. Or Swamini Ji, means Radhika, has ordered us, so we cannot let you enter in the grove. 100 times, he gave his head to a lot of feet of gopis, where the kinkaris of Srimati Radhika, kinkari means maidservant, darshis of. But you should know that in Vrindavan Braja, no kinkari darshi, all are sakhi. No servant there, like in this world. वहाँ पर जगत जैसी दासियाँ नहीं हैं, वहाँ सभी सखियाँ हैं. Sabhi mitra hain. All are like friends. Krishna, no one does any pranam to Krishna there. Krishna may take the foot dust, no, juti, Nanda Baba ka juti, shoe of Nanda Baba on his head and running. Sometimes giving here, oh, this is my father's shoes. and he gladly comes to her mother, his mother. Maya, ye baba ka juti hai, baba ki juti hai. So Gopi checked him. He was like weeping, praying so much, giving his head to the lotus feet of gopis. But they are joking to Krishna. You will do again? Like so. So if the power of gopis are such high, what we can tell the glory of Srimati Radhika? O Radhike, O Swamini ji, I don't want the mercy of Krishna. By the power of mercy of yours, I don't recognize Krishna. But I know that he is your very much beloved, so I have some relation to him. No direct relation, but relation that your beloved is Krishna and you are my Swamini. You are my Swamini. So, he is praying to the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. O Radhike, I want to be one Sikh, stick of groom. Broom. That will be used for sweeping the groves of Srimati Radhika. I know that I am not qualified to serve him as a sakhi, but being the stick of a broom, I can serve the groves of Srimati Radhika, where he serves Shri Krishna. And Krishna Radha meets there. We are not qualified to hear all these things, but yet I get some outline. What is Braja? Who are gopis? Who is Krishna? Krishna is endless ocean of rasa. Kya kaha? Krishna akhil rasamrit sindhu hai. We want to only play on the waves, sinking and going up on that ocean. If Srimati Radhika, even one drop, not drop, only
sprinkle
of that ocean's one very little particle, our life will be successful. For this, we'll have to follow Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Raghunath Goswami. For this, we'll have to go through Srimad Bhagavatam, Nigama Kalpa Karur Galitanga Phalam, Sukha Mukhad Amrit Prasanyutam, Vivat Bhagavatam Rasamalayam, Maurav Rasika Bhubhaka. Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself told and explained this first sloka. Aradhyo bhavamana prije satanayastad dhama vrindavanam ramya kachit upasana vajubadu bargaina jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam pramana amalam premapu martho mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu matamidam tatsradaro nahaparah. How beautiful. I have explained so many places this is sloka, most sloka, but yet I am touching. Srila Chakrabarti Thakur is telling, Aradhyo Bhagavan Braje Satanaya. Krishna has so many manifestations. Narayana is also Bhagavan. Golokpati Krishna is also Bhagavan. Sri Ramachandra is also Bhagavan. Dwarkadhi is also Bhagavan. Mathuresh Krishna is also Bhagavan, but they are not Swayam Bhagavan. Tattvatah, by tattva, they are same thing. Same thing. But rasagat bhav, in ras, according to ras, Vrajendanandan Shyamasundar Radhikaraman is only supreme personality of Bhagavan Swayam. Srimad Bhagavat declares it so apparently that Vrajendanandan Shyamasundar, not Dwarkadhish, not Rukmininath, only Radhakanta, Vrajendanandan Shyamasundar, having float here and threefolded